bless you. With an easy victory for re-election to the Senate behind her, Hillary Clinton is now actively drumming up support for a presidential bid.
It's not a slam dunk for her, but she begins as a very formidable candidate who can raise the money, who has the national name recognition and contacts.
Of course, she's been in the White House before as First Lady, and during her 6 years as Senator, Clinton has proven to be a savvy political operative. She supported President Bush in the war in Iraq, but opposed all of the president's tax cuts.
Mr. President, last
Clinton
week,
has $10 million in her war chest and a formidable political advisor in her husband. But the former president's transgressions could hurt her as the Democrats choose their candidate.
If they believe that she's too polarizing a political figure, or regarded as too liberal, carrying too much Clinton family baggage, that's going to hurt her within the Democratic Party and hurt her chances for winning the nomination.
Right now, Clinton is the Democratic frontrunner. Recent polls show her closest contender is Illinois Senator Barack Obama. Either would be an historic choice. She could be the first woman president. He could be the first African American.
And together, we're going to change the country.
Obama is a bright star, but a relative newcomer with just 2 years in the Senate. Time editor Richard Stengel, whose magazine recently put both Clinton and Obama on its cover, says both have a shot at the White House.
I think we vote more about personality and competence rather than color or gender. And I think if people feel that they're competent, that they're able, that they're smart, that they would allow them to be in their living room day after day, that's the really determinative factor.
Insiders will watch Clinton and Obama position themselves in the new Democratic-controlled Senate. But with a year before the first primary, it's still anyone's ballgame. Bianca Solderzano, CBS News, New York.